This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy vowed Tuesday that mailed-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election will be delivered on time. He suspended all changes at the agency until after the election. Critics have said the changes could have kept millions of votes from being sent to elections officials to be counted. Mail-in voting in the United States starts in some states as early as September. DeJoy said in a statement on Tuesday the agency is ready today to handle whatever volume of election mail it receives this fall. DeJoy also said mail processing equipment at postal centers and blue mail collection boxes on streets throughout the United States will remain where they are, and no mail processing facilities will be closed. In recent days, in some cities, the postal agency was seen removing some of the boxes from street corners, leading to allegations that DeJoy, a wealthy campaign donor and now a political appointee, was trying to help President Trump win re-election by curbing mail-in voting. The World Health Organization's director general on Tuesday issued a warning against what he called vaccine nationalism, countries putting their own interests ahead of others in trying to ensure supplies of a possible vaccine. At the agency's weekly briefing in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said nationalism exacerbated the pandemic and contributed to the total failure of the global supply chain. He noted that shortages of protective gear when the pandemic first hit were caused by some nations hoarding resources. The world has seen nearly 22 million cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic started, according to figures tallied by Johns Hopkins University. More than 776,000 people have died of the illness. VOA News. Judges at a UN-backed tribunal have found one man guilty of the 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Three other defendants have been acquitted. The Netherlands-based tribunal found Salim Jamil Ayash guilty on all counts, including the intentional homicide of Hariri and 21 bystanders who were also killed. He was also found guilty of the attempted murder of 226 other people who were injured and the conspiracy to commit a terrorist act using explosives. But the court said it could not find beyond a reasonable doubt that the other three defendants were part of a conspiracy. None of the four defendants, all low-level Hezbollah operatives, have been seen in years. They were all tried in absentia. Reacting to the conviction of the one man, Rafik Hariri's son, former Prime Minister Saad Hariri, issued a statement saying, this is a quote, "For the first time in the history of the many political assassinations that Lebanon has witnessed, the Lebanese know the truth, and for the first time, true justice has prevailed." Soldiers in Mali's capital mutinied on Tuesday and have taken the president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, and the prime minister, Boubou Sissé, into custody. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says the president was arrested at his house in Bamako Tuesday and taken to a military camp in the town of Kati, 15 kilometers away. The prime minister was taken to the same camp. Gunfire erupted at the Kati base earlier in the day. A reporter in Mali told VOA English to Africa that soldiers went on the rampage, got to the arsenals, got the guns, started shooting in the air, went out and cut off access to the camp. That was a quote. No casualties have been reported in the unrest. Earlier Tuesday, the Norwegian embassy in Mali warned that a mutiny in the armed forces was underway, and several embassies warned their nationals to stay home. The U.S. embassy in Bamako has told its staff to shelter in place and warned Americans to stay away from areas of demonstrations or police and military activity. Critics blamed the president for a faltering economy and for failing to stop an 8-year Islamist insurgency in the north. Tensions escalated in April after the Constitutional Court overturned results from a disputed parliamentary election, allowing Keita's party to take a majority of the vacant seats. And more workers joined a growing strike Tuesday to oust authoritarian Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko after he extended his 26-year term in office in an election that detractors contend was rigged. Thousands of workers began walking off the job Monday. More joined them today. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.